Congressman Bill Heisinger with us here on 1340 WJRW in Grand Rapids. And initial reactions to the State of the Union speech last night in the Capitol building.
Well, this was my fourth one that I've seen the president deliver. A lot of very familiar themes, not a huge amount of new ground that he was covering here. So, I just don't see, however, where the president says, you're either going to go along with me or I'm going to go around you. I don't see how that's going to be productive in the long run.
That was an unusual tone. It's like, let's get stuff done, let's work together, but if you don't, I'm coming after you anyway with a pen and executive orders.
Yeah, and that's a stunning position to take. That's not how the Constitution works. It's not how our government, our form of government, works. And we come from the land of Jerry Ford, a guy who had a deep understanding of what the legislature meant in that process. He had a respect for it because he served for so long in it. He was coming and following an imperial president who really felt he could do pretty much whatever he wanted to do because he was the president. That doesn't work. That historically doesn't work and functionally doesn't work.
Well, is there any kind of a constitutional remedy? I thought the executive branch and the legislature were supposed to be co-equal branches. What authority can the president, sign a document and put it in the White House, the Oval Office safe?
Well, he's certainly pushing the envelope, and he's attempting to go where no man has gone before.
Maybe it's a Star Trek episode.
Yeah, it's to quote a phrase. If he continues to do that, what he's going to do is he's going to find out that he's going to get pushback, legal pushback, just like what happened when he tried going around the Senate with his recess appointments to the National Labor Relations Board and the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection, and that kind of thing. And so you're going to see, more lawsuits, more legal ramifications, and frankly, more animosity at some point or another. Whether you're a county executive, a governor, or a president, you have to work with the legislative body that also has been duly elected.
One of the things that the president also mentioned is, hey, quit trying to stop Obamacare. But it seems to me that if you're elected and your constituents are saying, hey, Congressman, we really don't like this. Can you soften this around the edges so that my health care can be afforded? It's called the Affordable Care Act, and it's anything but.
Yeah, and that's what we continue to hear from people. Look, my premium's going up, my deductible's going up, I'm having to switch doctors, I'm having to switch plans, do something about it. And for the president to say, hey, this is settled, let's not talk about it anymore, is insulting, frankly. But then for him to say, and if you do have any other ideas, your numbers better add up. Well, with all due respect, excuse me? Have you actually looked at what the numbers are here with Obamacare? His own numbers don't add up. That's one of the solutions we have to find, is to figure out how we get a healthcare system where the numbers actually do add up.
Yeah, I haven't talked to a lot of people whose healthcare costs are going down in 2014. I have talked to a couple people who could not get coverage before who will be covered this year, and I suppose that's a good thing. But again, it is more money, I know, out of our family's pocket, a lot more.
Yeah, I have the exact same thing. I mean, if you had absolutely no coverage, you will be able to get some coverage. And then those are some pretty unique circumstances and situations why that has happened. The vast majority of people, though, are seeing less coverage at greater expense, and that's the opposite direction of where we should be going, first of all, where the stated goal of the president was. But he doesn't have a willingness, really, it seems, to go back over and explore and figure out a different solution. And that truly is disappointing.
You know, I thought overall the speech was bland, and I haven't gotten a lot of sleep lately, so I caught up a little bit from time to time during the speech. But he did have a good line about the madman episode and equal pay for equal work. That was clever, and kudos to whoever came up with that line in the office. And he's right about that. But I don't know if you can legislate that or.
Well, that's exactly the question, and that was a great line. And look, I've got a mom and a sister who have owned their own businesses, who have gone through some challenging times with bosses and all those things. And so I'm very sympathetic and very sensitive to that. But whether we're talking about equal pay, whether we're talking about minimum wage, whether we're talking about any of these things, the key element is economic activity. We need people back to work. And the question is this administration doing the things with reforms that need to happen, with the tax structure that we have, with the regulatory environment that's being created? Is this administration doing the things to help create those jobs through an atmosphere of growth? And the answer, unfortunately, is no, they're not typically.
Will a $10 and 10 cent minimum wage help?
I don't see how it does. It is going to shut out kids like my sons, my 16-year-old, my almost 15-year-old, who are looking to try to get entry-level jobs. It's going to put a continued burden on the economy and in different areas where, again, what we need to do is create more like a Dakota situation where demand and where necessity dictates increased wages, not a government mandate coming in and saying this is what thou shalt do.
So, yeah, if you have a robust economy in certain sectors, and I assume you're talking about the energy boom that's going on in the Dakotas, people are getting higher wages because there's huge demand.
There's huge demand. They're paying $18 to $20 an hour for McDonald's jobs, all right? And why is that? Because there is so much economic activity and they need people there to fulfill all the different roles that need to go in and support that energy exploration. Truck drivers are going and they're making two, sometimes three times more than what they're making back here in Michigan or in other places in the Midwest or the South or wherever else. So, again, the key element here is making sure that we've got sufficient economic activity and having it be robust. We've got to be building things. We've got to be manufacturing things. We've got to be doing things like they're doing out in the Dakotas with their natural resources, not continue to have the government come in and tamp that down.
We counted and we carried on our airwaves after the speech several different responses. They included Congresswoman Kathy McMorris-Rodgers, a video by Senator Rand Paul, and a Tea Party response by Senator Mike Lee. Why so many voices on the Republican side? Should the response be more unified?
Well, obviously, you've got Kathy McMorris-Rodgers from the House. She's our fourth-ranking elected leader here in the House, doing the official. The Senate's going to do what the Senate's going to do. You might have a few personalities running for president themselves who see an advantage in trying to get their own message out, but. That is part of our problem, I think. The president has a bully pulpit. Obviously, it would be better for us if we were more unified in our own responses. But, we all have to go in and do things like this, talk about what, on our local, affiliates and our local outlets, what our take was, what we thought needed to be said, and what was said and what wasn't said.
The president wanted to, he said at the beginning of the speech, he wants this to be 2014 to be a year of action. Where will the action be? Will there be immigration reform actually passed and signed?
Well, hard to tell. As Kathy was pointing out, we in the House have been working on solutions, but they're not going to be this big, massive, comprehensive bill like was passed in the Senate. Those days are done. We've had enough of these. We've got to pass it to find out what's in it kind of bills that didn't work with health care. It didn't work with Dodd-Frank. It didn't work with a number of other things, and what makes us think it would work with immigration.
Have you put out a statement on Dave Ejima and some people are calling for his resignation? He says he's not going to step down. Do you have an official stance on that?
Yeah, I had done that, I think, last week at some point. I think what would be best for Dave and best for the party is that he do step down, but he's going to make his own decisions. I served with him for a couple of years in Lansing. You can't tell him what to do or suggest what he ought to do. He's going to have to make that determination. But at the end of the day, I do think it would be best for him personally as well as the party.
All right. I appreciate the time today. Best to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.